It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
BB, CC, and DD creams? Oh my. I honestly, David, I've only heard of a BB cream, and I'm not even sure exactly what that is. So I'm very curious to hear what our wonderful Kara Brooke has to say.
Well, I'm going to tell you, to be very clear, you were saying the letters BB as in boy cream or beauty cream. But when you say it quickly, it sounds like beauty cream. And the trend, I actually saw it for the first time several years ago over in Asia. And it was one of the most popular things. And I got to tell you, they bring it over to the U.S. We continue the expansion. We're going to break down what it is in just a minute. And they come out with all these other letters. And it does get confusing. And even this morning, my own team here, we're all having a conversation. And we're talking. And they're saying, David, what's the difference? Have you created a BB cream? And what's a CC cream? What's a DD cream? And we're coming up, are there any other letters? And I'm going, well, stay tuned, because today we're going to bring on the expert of them. So, Kara, let's get through this alphabet soup together. Tell us, what for our listeners that haven't heard the term, what is a BB cream? How do I pick it? What is CC? And is it all marketing hype? Or what do we do?
Okay, so I'll just kind of explain to you each one and then kind of give you my opinion on the whole thing.
Perfect.
So we'll start with BB creams, which is beauty balm. And like you said, it comes from Asia, and it's basically cutting down your steps, because it comes with, it's a foundation, but it's a light foundation that comes with SPF, primer, and usually they all kind of come with a different plethora of things, but the beauty balms are generally just, they're an easier one-step, very sheer coverage. Now, when you go to the CC creams, those are the color correctors. So those are, they still have the SPF and a few other the properties a lot of the time, but they're just focusing mostly on correcting color, people with acne-prone skin, people with redness or...
I was just going to interrupt and ask you that. I was just going to ask. So somebody with rosacea, let's say, I know they often use like a green tint. So a CC cream would be a combination of the color correctors, again, with a primer. Okay, and would it have the foundation as well, or just the color corrector?
Yes, so CC creams generally have a lot more coverage than the BB creams. So they do have the foundation and the coverage, but they also have, a lot of them too, have skin... good properties for the skin, for acne, for all of those things. So you're not actually causing problems by putting foundation over your problem areas. You're helping things out.
Okay.
So then they did the DD creams, and not all of them have DD. I mean, DD cream is really pretty new still.
I think of Dunkin' Donuts. That's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Well, in my coffee.
It could be also Dunkin' Donuts. But it's also, it's dynamic do-all. And that just basically means it does everything that BB cream does and the CC cream does. But it also does a little bit of anti-aging and a few more of the, like, the skin-helping properties. So basically... they all kind of do similar things, with just each one having its own.
Okay, so let me ask you, though. The DD is the dynamic do-all, as you said. Does that, again, have foundation and primer in it as well? Mm-hmm. Or would I use it with
the
BB cream?
Kind of everything, yeah. So the lightest one of the three would be BB creams, and some people use those as their foundation, but for people that don't need a lot of coverage, that's a perfect option. Other people use it just as their primer, because... they get a lot of, you know, priming properties in that, but they still want a little bit more coverage. With the CC and the DD creams, they have a lot more coverage all by themselves, so you usually don't need foundation with those as well. So my kind of overall thought on the whole thing is, if you have a specific problem that you want to work with, like, for instance, if you do have rosacea or if you have a color problem, then I say try the CC creams first and give them a shot. Or if you do have anti-aging that you want to try, try the DD cream. Or if you like a really light foundation, try the BB cream. But overall, I think it is pretty gimmicky in the way of they're all just new foundations, and they have, you know, some extras in them, so that's kind of fun and nice. But I still, personally, I've tried them all, and I still use just regular foundation as my favorite. So it's kind of still, you're still going to just have formulas you like and formulas you don't, and don't just only go for these because they're so exciting and new. They're kind of, every company has their new foundation. Is the CCBBDD craziness, and they're worth a shot by all means, and there's a lot of really great ones, but don't hone too far in on that because it is very faddish, in my opinion.
Now, Cara, tell us about some of the ones that you do like for people who are still kind of curious to try them.
Yeah, and I totally, like I say, I totally think they're worth a try and they're worth giving a shot. So BB cream-wise, I really love the Maybelline Dream BB Cream. It's really inexpensive. It's great for people that don't need a ton of coverage. And it's just a one step. So you throw it on, you've got your primer, you've got your SPF, and you've got just enough coverage. For a little bit more expensive a budget, I love the Stila Illuminating BB Cream. It's got the prettiest texture, and it really does last really well. And it gives that just, like, reflection of light that makes you look young, and it's really pretty. There again, they don't it doesn't have a lot of coverage, but it's a beautiful option. For CC creams, the Lorac CC cream is really, really beautiful. I have used CC cream on clients. I haven't really used it because I don't need much by way of color correction, but it really does do the job of color correcting without having too heavy of a foundation, and so I really appreciate that. And then with the DD creams, I have tried, I have only tried two, and I really liked the Derma Doctor's DD cream. It just seemed to go on really pretty. I really liked the texture, and I felt like it really didn't sink into pores and fine lines kind of in that way. It just really deliver on what it's supposed to do.
Now, Cara, you mentioned on the BB cream, Stila, is how do you spell that?
S-T-I-L-A.
Okay, I'm gonna. I think I'll try that. I tend to like a light coverage, so I'm gonna try.
Yeah, and it's the one complaint that I have with it is it they only did one color, so it only works with kind of medium skin tones. Because it's not a lot of coverage. If you're, you know, if you're anywhere in the middle, it's gonna work great for you. Really fair people, it's gonna be too dark, and really dark people, it's gonna be too fair, which bums me out. But.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, what do you think what do you think the next trend is or the next group of letters? Do you think we'll go on to EE or whatever from a marketing? Well, seriously, what do you think's the next thing or what have you seen or heard? Anything?
Well, I haven't heard of any EEs yet, and I don't know if that rolls off the tongue great. But it was HD foundation, so maybe they'll just go after the CD, they'll just go into something completely different. I know the product that I have coming out, which I can't say the name of yet, has some letters involved.
Exciting.
So it might.
We're going to have you sneak preview that for our listeners in an upcoming segment, but
yes,
we're going to run out of time
absolutely.
Today. I want to thank you for helping break it down because I got to tell you, even here on our own facility, everybody's even asking the difference between BB, CC, DD, HD, and we're going to find out soon what Kara's coming up with. And talk about it. I got to tell you, I love your website. I can't say it enough. Mascara, M-A-S-K-Kara, C-A-R-A.com. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay tuned, and stay well.